I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Live from way out behind the station in the News Radio WRVA Home Improvement Shop, this is the Home Show. With me, your humble home improvement guru, Richard McCann. Welcome, everybody, to just probably the nicest Saturday we have had in forever. I woke up about 3 o'clock, left the house 4:30 to a light rain and 66 degrees. I think I just heard Dennis say it's 75 outside. Oh, I want to go do something. I'm thinking motorcycle ride or what are you doing today?
Sarah and I are going up to Northern Virginia. We're going to the Rascal Flatts show.
What's a Rascal's Flat?
Rascal Flatts. It's a country show.
All right, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's supposed to get down into like the 50s.
Ooh.
So I told her, I was like, we're going to have to bring the hoodies.
You know, I got through last winter with just a hoodie.
Yeah.
I don't think I wore a coat maybe twice. Okay, part of me doesn't mind it getting cool because I got a brand new 5'11 tactical jacket.
I know, you showed me.
Oh, I cannot wait to wear that thing.
Yeah, and then tomorrow I'm going down to Danville to Virginia International Raceway to watch the sports car race with one of my good friends.
I noticed I wasn't invited.
Yeah, there's still time.
Yeah, I know. Dude, believe it or not, this wipes me out. Sunday, I just comatose.
Yeah.
We just hang. My wife works 5 days a week. And so she takes her weekends very cuddly. I mean, I'll get up in the morning on Sunday. I love making Sunday breakfast.
Yeah.
But then I realize she doesn't wake up until like 10. So there's no point in I make brunch instead.
Yeah.
Although I got a text between shows. I got a text from my wife. I think I'm in trouble for the very first time in our 2-year relationship. Because, you know, walking the dog is pretty much her responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take him out during the day if I can. He usually doesn't do anything for me. And last night she was with her mother and sister, and so I didn't want to cook. I said, you know what? I want soup. I just want a can of soup. I'll be fine. I'll be with the can of soup. And I got some of that potato bacon soup, from Progresso or one of those things.
Uh-huh.
And I took like 3 bites of it and went, oh, I can't eat that. I am such a food snob. I am that bad. And so I just gave, not all of it, just a little bit of it, just a little, maybe a quarter cup of it. I put it out for the dog. I'm like, that's why you have dogs, to get rid of the scrap food. And he loved it. He ate it up. And she says, what's he eating? I'm like, oh, a little potato and bacon soup. And during the break, I guess they finally got up this morning. And she took him outside to do his dirty little business. She texted me, no more soup.
Ew.
I guess clean up on aisle my street, if you know what I'm saying. It was not good. So, hey, everybody, don't feed your dog people food. Just saying. I'm in for it when I get home. I know it. I deserve it. I do. I'm sorry, honey. Hey, you know, I mean, growing up on a farm, yeah, we bought dog food. But if you grew up the way I grew up, whatever table scraps were left, that got mixed into the dog food and they ate it. You know, that's why we never needed a garbage disposal. We had dogs. But, yeah, so the new rule Acosta McCann is dog food only for the dog, especially if I'm not home to walk him or clean up after it. Not good. So, 345-1140. Give me a call. Tell me what's going on in your world. Today is one of those great days. Turn off the AC, open up some windows, and air out your house. I'm doing it as soon as I get home. I've realized the summer funk has just settled in to Casa de McCann, and it's just vile. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have enough cracks in windows and such that we do get a pretty decent, you know, changing of air. It's better in the wintertime, but it is just downright funky. And the nice thing about opening up the windows today versus, you know, like in the spring when it's, you know, when spring hits, we all want to open the windows. And what do? Is we end up with a whole house covered in pollen. That part of the year is over. So a respite like today is going to be fantastic. I will say keep your screens down and be careful if you have pets. I've got, you know, several, as you know, and escaping is something they're plotting at all times. You know, you'd think I was the most oppressive human being on the planet because they're constantly like, yeah, leave that door open just a little bit longer and I'm out of here, son. But they always come back. That's fine. It's okay. But windows open and get a fan. That's what I'm going to do. Try to change out that air. And while you're doing that, while your AC is off, have you changed out the filter on your HVAC? Or in some cases, washed it? I know this. Once we shut down the mini split at the house, I've got to pull my filter out because I think it's been a good probably, you know, month and a half. It's been too long for me to have not cleaned that filter. And while I'm at it, since I'm not blowing air around as much, I'll probably make sure I scrub up underneath my refrigerator because I guarantee that thing is clogged up with cat and dog hair and probably other things. Oh, little update. So I mentioned last week, my wife went out because she heard me talk about the hair in the drains. So she went out and she got one of those little white plastic hair catchers. Goes in the drain. It's like $2, I think, maybe less. And if I mentioned to you last week, that thing showed big signs of hair within a couple of days. Now, I understand I'm going bald. I'll have to shave it at some point. But, you know, she sheds too. And so I was like, okay, not a big deal. I'll clean it out every couple of days. But I didn't. I kind of let it go, and she let it go. I realized the downside of that, because what happens is with that little hair catcher thing down there in that drain, the tub's not draining as quickly. And I pulled it out so I could clean it up, and I realized the level of soap scum that had formed. It was, you'd think I hadn't washed the tub, cleaned the tub in a month. It was gross. And I'm sitting there chipping at it with a chisel and a hammer, and I realized this. If I want to get my tub clean quickly with as little work for me as possible, let's face it, we all want to do as little work as possible. We have some of that toilet cleaner, the blue stuff that you shoot up underneath the rim and it kind of coats the toilet. I think Lysol makes it. She picks it up by the 3-pack at BJ's. I sprayed that stuff all around the tub, wiped it around with a rag, let it sit for a couple of minutes, hosed it clean, came out perfect. So don't let it sit too long because it'll turn into concrete and then you got to chip it out with a hammer and a chisel. But anyway, these are just little things that have been going on. Last night, for those of you who do follow me on Facebook, I put up on there, please tell me what you would like me to talk about. I have gotten a lot of suggestions, and I'm going to try to hit on a few of them. Plus, vaping. Everybody on the news is talking about vaping, and I'm sitting here. I'm a vapor. One of my sponsors is a vape shop.
You're part of the problem.
I'm part of the solution, because I'll explain my take on this, because this is just one of those classic, we got to blame something, knee-jerk reaction situations, and it drives me just a little bit nuts. So we'll get to that. Plus, the Welsh have invented a bathroom that you cannot have sex in or sleep in. Yeah, didn't know it was a problem, but obviously, if you're Welsh, it is. This is The Home Show. WRVA, Do me a favor, follow me on Facebook and on Twitter, and give me a call at 345-1140, just like, hey, Joey. And this is where he's listening to the radio instead of listening to his phone. Hello.
Yeah, hey, this is Joey calling from the fan. You were talking about your bathtub.
Right.
Well, anyhow, I was desperate to find a place to live in the fan. And so I took this place on Elwood Avenue. And it was pretty clean. But anyhow, I got to the bathroom, and it was like they had washed elephants from the circus in the tub.
Okay.
And I used Mr. Clean Freak.
Mr. Clean Freak?
Yes. It's a new product that Mr. Clean has out. And the white sponge that comes with Mr. Clean. Okay. And it's no scour. It's not even a rough pad. It's a soft sponge. But it worked with no elbow grease. And it removed and took everything down to the yellow enamel 1930s tub.
Yeah. Good Lord.
It removed everything. All bit of grime and dirt, everything was gone.
All right, look. Oh, you know what? I'm looking at right now, Mr. Clean Deep Freak.
Freak.
Yeah, Clean Freak. Okay, so I, because the way you were saying is Mr. Clean Freak, and I'm like, he's a freak, you know.
Well, it pretty much cleans like a freak.
Okay, all right, I'll give it a shot. I mean, hey,
yes, sir, and it worked great, and then it was so much grime. That Comet and or Ajax wouldn't cut through it.
And you know what? I'm way against Comet, Ajax, any of those harsh abrasives for a couple of reasons. One, it tears up the tub.
Yeah, absolutely.
And two, that stuff, if you use too much of it, will actually harden in the drain lines.
Oh,
and
wow.
Try getting a snake past that.
Yeah, I hear you.
It ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the maintenance business, so I understand that.
Okay, so, but you said you were desperate to live in the fan. Why are you desperate to live in the fan?
Because all my work is down here.
Oh, okay.
Right. And it's easier to get to. And there's so much work down here in the fan, it's not funny, especially old work.
That's true. I mean, I love the area. I can't afford to live there.
That's why I was desperate, because they were remodeling my old place, which I lived there for 6 years, and I was paying $600. And then so now my block has gone up in revenue, so I had to find another place that was in my budget.
Right.
And so that's how this whole thing happened, and I found a spot, but it was kind of dirty.
Well, I'm going to have to check out on the way home getting some Mr. Clean Freak.
Yes, you should, and it does the stove, it does the refrigerator, it does the tub,
you know,
does it all.
My stove, and that's my fault, my stove gets absolutely disgusting because I cook and then I just put the utensils right down on the stove itself, and it's pathetic. I really should do better. You know, at my age, you'd think I'd know better.
Yeah, well, you were talking about your wife being kind of picky there. Mine, too. And she gets on me, and I do kind of the same thing. I was like, that's why I got the Clean Freak.
Oh, no. My wife's not picky. She's just upset because I fed the dog soup last night. And
when she
took him for a walk, it was not a good situation.
Absolutely. I understand that.
All right, Joe, you have a great day. It's going to be beautiful outside.
You too. Love the program, buddy.
Thank you. 345-1140. No, there's a – my reason I stay away from, like, your Comets and all that harsh scouring powders – comes down to, I remember my dad was doing a job, and the lady's bathroom sink, her lavatory, wouldn't drain for nothing. It just would not drain. And he tried plunging it and plunging it and plunging it. Nothing happened. And he tried running a snake down through it, and nothing happened. And then he realized, like, twice a day she was scrubbing the sink down with Comet. She had cans of it. Just can after can after can of it. Now, I understand OCD. I understand obsessive compulsive disorders. Everybody's got their own little thing. Yes, there are some people that it's worse than others. Do you have any You have an OCD? Just one that's yours, that you'll claim?
I don't like dishes sitting in the sink, so I have to clean. Even because you've been to the house that I just moved out of. No dishwasher, so you know.
Yeah,
and I had, you know, up into that, even when I lived in Danville, I didn't have a dishwasher, so I'm so used to washing dishes by hand, and I can't stand to have dishes in the dishwasher. So I have to, even if there's a dishwasher, I have to, you know, get the worst of it off and get everything in the dishwasher.
I wish I had that. I would, because mine will stay. I know when I have to wash dishes when we run out of forks. But my OCD, straight up, is if I'm eating out, and I don't eat out much, but if I'm eating out, the moment I'm done eating, in my brain, everything in front of me is now garbage, and I want it gone. And I will take your plate, my plates, everybody's plates. I will stack them, pack them, have them sitting at the end of the table, just like, please, this needs to go away now. And I don't know why. It's not like that. I'm a neat freak or anything like that. But everybody has their own OCDs. And this lady was scrubbing that bathroom. She scrubbed it every single day. And she used just copious amounts of the Comet. I mean, and this is, you know, things like soft scrub and didn't really exist back then. I mean, if you think about it, I've been doing this for so long. You wouldn't think about products like that. We didn't have a magic eraser. Although those things work awesome. That is one thing I would encourage you. Pick up some magic erasers. Those things work on everything. And I've seen them take stuff off of walls that I never would consider. There was also a cleaning product I liked, great for grease and tar, called The Works. You can usually find that at like a Dollar General store or something like that. But I've had it work for me. My name is Richard McCann. This is The Home Show, News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through to the show. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on in your world, Scott. Scott in Richmond?
Hey, Richard. How's it going?
It's going super well, and it's going to be really pretty outside, so I'm excited.
Yes, and I'm on my way down to Chesterfield Auto Parts right now in this beautiful weather. I love the low humidity. Anyway, the humidity makes me sweat, and then, you know, it can get a little funky after a while. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it stays in my clothes, then I get out the Shackley G, and it gets out any odor, period.
Oh, a what? You get a what?
It's called the product name is G, or the product and the company is Shackley. They used to be like, kind of like Avon for
men?
Well, not for men, but just like supplements and cleaning products, or like Amway, if you will. But they're still around in small pockets, I guess, and I think you can find it on the internet, but the company's name is Shackley in there, and the G is for germicide.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it gets out any odor, period.
See, if my clothes are getting really funky, I'll toss in either a full cup of Simple Green, or I have been Simple Green's usually my best. That gets out grease, grime, dirt. I've used Grease Lightning. It's a little bit more toxic than I like to use, but I've also used Purple Stuff. Just pour a cup of Purple Stuff into that particular load of clothes. And it'll get it out.
Really? I'm going to try that, because the one drawback to the Shackley G is for a quart bottle, it's for two quart bottles, it's $40.
Oh, no. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
So I'm going to thank you for the tip. Yeah. I was calling to give you a tip, and you gave me a better one. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Simple Green is absolutely, I know I've used it and got all the grease out.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Take care. Bye.
Bye. And, you know, it's funny, he was talking about, he's working on cars and doing manly, women can do it too, before anybody gets mad. But, you know, doing stuff where he's working with his hands, he's getting dirty. And getting your clothes clean again is kind of a problem. That's why you do. You add something like Simple Green to your, and it will help. I got in an argument with somebody not that long ago. It's my dad. And he was talking about, I buy Wrangler jeans. I go to Target. I pick up my jeans. They're, what, 18 bucks a pair? Maybe 20, but not that much. They're inexpensive pants. They feel nice. And for some reason, he argued with me about what brand jeans. He goes, you know, if you buy this brand, and I don't remember what he said, he goes, they'll last so much longer. They're a lot more durable. Yeah, you're going to pay more for them, but you know, they last forever. And my response was actually this, and this is going to sound really weird to people. Okay, I have certain clothes that I paid good money for, and I want them to last. But my everyday clothes, the stuff I wear every single day, and I'm talking socks, underwear, pants, shirts, I'm not going to buy a super high quality because I don't want them to last that long. Because what I have found doing what I do for a living, especially since I sweat like a demon, is clothes that last longer than I really need them to, they get a funk in them that I can't get out. And, you know, you don't want to throw away pairs just because jeans because they stink. But if they're a cheaper pair, I don't mind tearing them up. But at least I can tear them up before they just get to a place where even though they're clean, they smell like I'm not. That's what I'm dealing with in my pickup truck. It's really good. My pickup truck smells like a locker room, and I can't get it out to save my life. Wendy in Midlothian.
Hey, Richard. How are you?
Awesome, Wendy.
So I have a question. My husband seems to think that we should be preparing to replace our hot water heater. It doesn't seem to be causing any problems, but we've had it for about 20 years, and I'm just wondering, I don't want to replace it if it's not broken, but he seems to think that we might have to do that, so I wanted to get your opinion on replacing before need.
20 years old?
Yeah.
20 years old.
Probably.
And
probably about 20 years.
And you're brand new to the show, never listened to it a day before, ever.
No, actually, we listened to it all the time, but he was like, call Richard and ask him, see what he says.
Okay. I'm going to be nice. I promised people I'd be better person this year. All right. Wendy, one, that water heater owes you nothing. Okay. It is long done its job and finished its job years ago. All right. So that's one thing. It could easily just pop a leak at any moment. You know, is it gas or electric?
Probably. Electric.
Okay. Boogie woogie woogie.
I think yeah.
The second thing is the way water heaters were made back then are not nearly as energy efficient as the ones they have now.
Okay.
So you're actually, you're tempting fate, and you're wasting money.
Okay.
All right. My water heater is 12 years old, and I know for a fact I'm going to have to replace it soon. And I know it doesn't owe me anything. It's done its job. It's done everything I asked of it, and I've never run out of hot water, but I have replaced the elements twice, and I've replaced the thermostats at least once. So now I'm just waiting for it to leak. So, I mean, is it someplace where you can see it?
Yeah, it's in our closet underneath our stairs here.
Really? So here's question number two. How often do you look at it?
Probably once a week or so.
Maybe if you're lucky.
My
brother had a water heater under the stairs just like yours. I installed it. I installed it like 14 years ago or something like that. Mm-hmm. He never looked at it. Nothing. Didn't know that he had a leak until he realized that his hardwood floors were starting to buckle.
Well, we have a pan under it. And then the floor actually is our old linoleum floor from.
And that's good. My thing is, I keep an eye on it. Put away a couple of bucks. You want to find yourself like a night. Are you going to install it yourself? You're going to have somebody do it.
I would think that we'll have somebody do it.
All right, then talk to BreMac. They put in Bradford White. It's my favorite water heater. It's a good quality. It'll last for just, you know, for a very good long time. And the newer ones will last 20 years, okay, or close to it. But, okay. You know, if
we see water in the pan, that's time to replace it.
No, if you see water in the pan, it's past time to replace it.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Wendy, I hate to say this, but your husband's right. How long have you been married?
31 years.
See, there's a first time for everything. Take care, Wendy. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye. 20 years old. Good Lord. Hello, Marla.
Hello, Richard. How are you today?
I am fine when people don't ask me about 20-year-old water heaters.
I know the answer to that question. So I have a question for you, and I think I know the answer, but I want to get your opinion.
Okay.
My kitchen sink, I have one of those one-handled faucet things with a separate little sprayer.
Yes.
And it's an off-brand. I've Googled. It's not Delta or Moen or American Standard. So when I turn the water on, it's fine. And then I use the sprayer, it works fine. But when I let go of the sprayer, the water doesn't come back on through the faucet.
Right.
I have to turn the handle off and turn it back on. So from listening to you, I think it's the diverter.
Yes.
That is not working.
Right.
I want to know, is it worthwhile for an off-brand to try to disassemble and replace the diverter, or should I just bite the bullet and buy a new faucet?
I mean, the diverter's only a couple bucks down at Richmond Plumbing Specialties.
Okay.
The question is, are you brave enough to take that faucet apart?
Oh, yes.
All right. Well, because here's what you're gonna have. You have to remove the handle, remove the cap. And once you remove the cap, then the neck comes down into a barrel wrapped around, you know, the guts of the faucet. And that slides straight up.
Okay.
Because you said it's a single handle faucet.
Yep.
It pulls straight up, and you'll see the diverter staring you right out of the barrel of the body of the faucet.
Okay. Okay.
All right. It's probably nine times out of ten, they're just a Delta clone.
Okay. That's what I figured. And I figure if I try it and I mess it up, then I have to buy a new faucet, which I was going to have to do anyway. So nothing lost, and I can add a new notch in my tool belt.
There you go. Go get them, Tiger.
Wonderful. Thank you, Richard. Have a great day.
Thank you, my friend Marla. Oh, Carmine just wrote to me. Hey, Richard, for your truck, try Ozium. I'm a truck driver. I use it especially when getting into a truck after another driver. I tried it. Still funky. I think it might, you know, it's velour. And it's a 17, 18-year-old truck. It's going to stink. But I'll try it. I'll try it again. I'll try it. My name is Rich McCann. This is The Home Show. Rich McCann on News Radio WRVA 345-1140 is a phone number. If you want to get through with your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles, tell me what's going on in your world. Keith and Short Pump.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, sir.
I'm glad to hear it. So my house is about 20 years old, and it's got a sort of an electric air gas heat combination system. It's, you know, a dual zone. It's three stories. And anyway, it's the last couple years we've had trouble with it cooling as well upstairs. You know, the HVAC guy that a friend recommends will come out, top off the Freon, tell us we need to replace the system, think about it this fall. And we've heard that for a couple of years in a row and just limped along because it's a, you know, it's a big investment. And I know that BREMAC is your guys, and I intend to call them. My question is, is it worth getting a few different estimates, or is the difference going to be a couple $100 and it's not going to matter when I'm spending $10,000 or $15,000 to replace the whole thing anyway?
Well, first and foremost, once somebody puts Freon in it more than twice, they're supposed to condemn the unit.
Oh. So it hadn't necessarily been the same person that's come out, the same company that's come out.
Okay. I know that trick. I know that trick. We'll take the car to this guy to inspect it this time, honey, because those tires are looking rough.
Yeah, right.
Look, I'm always going to tell you to get several different quotes. It doesn't hurt anything. It doesn't hurt anybody's feelings. Though I do not like companies that charge for a quote. And there are some companies out there that do that. At the same time, there's companies out there that say, we'll do this service for you for $50. And every single time, they're like, oh, we found this problem too. So you got to be careful of that. I mean, of course I'm going to cheer for Bremac because I've been working with them for so long. And I've had zero complaints. But in this situation, because none of us are rich people. Well, maybe you are. I'm not.
Right.
I do want to make sure, and most HVAC companies do this, I want somebody that can finance it. Because it's a huge investment.
Sure.
And the equipment for today versus 20 years ago is ridiculous. I mean, because it's much more efficient, it's also much more expensive.
Right. Fair. Fair enough. So it's not the wrong thing to get a couple of different estimates, and I might find something. Is there a best time of year to do it?
You know what? Do it now. I mean, do it now before it gets cold. This season has not been... I mean, I know you and I are thinking, man, it's been hot. By HVAC standards, it hasn't been that hot.
Hadn't been that bad, right.
And there are companies out there that, they've got the time to come out. And, I mean, like Bremac has one guy, that's all he does is quote jobs. He looks at jobs and quotes jobs. That's all he does. And so, get it done now because, I mean, you don't want to be doing this in the middle of winter when you're freezing to death.
Okay. Well, that's perfectly fair. Anything particular I should be looking for? So I'll probably sell this place in the next 5 or 6 years. Is there anything? I mean, are there corners to cut, keeping that in mind, versus somewhere I'd be trying to live in the rest of my life?
I'm not going to cut any corners. Why would I cut corners?
Fair enough.
I mean, think about it. So would you cut a corner and say it's going to be the next guy's problem?
I mean, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Of course not. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Lord have mercy.
Fair enough. Okay.
Get it done right. And here's the thing. Whatever you spend on that, you'll get back. When you sell the house, you'll get that money back. So make sure you keep all the paperwork. So when, you get your realtor and say, hey, look, we just put in this system 5 years ago. Here's all the paperwork.
Okay.
And here's all the paperwork that shows we had it serviced twice a year.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a wonderful day because it's beautiful outside.
Yes, sir. I hope you do the same.
Thank you. 345-1140. Cut corners. There's always a little easier way to do something. There's always something. I guess what I would say is this. I mean, one, everything needs to be done to code. Some things are legal in code and I wouldn't do them. That's how we end up with things like aluminum wire in houses. There was a shortage. They came up with a solution. Aluminum wire. Was it right? For the time it was. Is it good? Not going to say it's horrible, but it's not great. I mean, if you start fiddling with it, it'll cause all kinds of problems. There's all kinds of ways you can quote unquote cut corners. But what I say to people, If you're thinking about selling a house, or you're thinking about flipping a house, if you're buying a house to fix it up and sell it, I want you to ask yourself the same question over and over and over again. Would I live in this house? Would I stay in this house? Because if you can't say yes to that, then why would you make it so that somebody else can live in that house? Someone that's going to have kids, someone that's going to raise a family. I mean, I know I don't make as much profit if I do this, that, or the other thing. One of the things I absolutely hated, I don't think I've ever worked for, I've worked for one flipper once, and I saw him cut corners and I stopped working for him. I've worked for new work, meaning housing, a room additions. And the guys that I liked that did quality work, they wanted me to do quality work. Then there was the other guys, and they're just counting every single nickel. They want to make sure that, you know, I save a dime on that toilet. Why'd you buy a wooden toilet seat? You could have gotten a plastic toilet seat. Here's some of the ways that people can save money redoing a house, and it drives me absolutely batty. Plastic toilet seat. $5, $10 cheaper than a wooden one. It's not going to last. It's not going to be comfortable. Don't care. It's a toilet seat. Light fixtures come in a blister pack of six for $30. Keep going. Faucets that are plastic. I've seen that. They're the cheapest thing on the planet. Will it work? Absolutely. It will work for a time until it breaks. And then there's really no rebuilding it because it's plastic. It looked nice. It looked pretty. But it was junk. Toilets. Sure, you can pick up a $100 toilet. They exist. $100, you got a toilet. All right, rock and roll down the road. Is it going to work very long? No. Is it going to stop up? Probably. Is somebody going to break it? Definitely. And here's the other thing. I'll add this to the whole tirade that I'm on right now. For those of you that are taking up houses and fixing them up to rent them, don't put in cheap stuff. Because when you put in cheap stuff, your renter's going to break it faster. You know, the logic was, oh, if I put in something cheap, they're going to break it anyway. And I thought, and I've told more than one, I'm like, well, then why don't you put in a good quality X, Y, or Z? And that way they can't break it. Because it's quality. I didn't look at it that way. Yeah. Maybe you should. All right. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's 345-1140. Reminding you, you can follow me, if you please, on Facebook and on Twitter. For those of you who watch my comedy stand-up on Facebook, thanks. We got almost 550 views. That's a lot of views. So that's pretty cool. And next time I do it, I will let everybody know. And don't forget, you can go to WRVA.com. That's WRVA.com. You can click on my smirking face, download podcasts of the show, and you can get the radio.com app. That way you can listen to us wherever you are in the whole wide world. My name is Richard McCann. That's M-C-K-A-N-N. It is time for some news with Mr. Dennis Edwards. When you get back, more of your calls, and I'll tell you what my thinking is on vaping.
And here we go.
I'm in over my head.
This is the News Radio 1140 WRVA Home Show with Richard McCann. You've got questions? He's got answers. You've got problems? He's got solutions. Call 345-1140 now. That's 345-1140. Now, here to solve the questions, conundrums, and riddles about home ownership is Richard McCann.
Welcome to our number dose of the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. My name is Richard McCann, your humble home improvement guru. 345-1140 is the phone number. That's how you get through with all your questions, queries, conundrums, riddles. Tell me what's going on in your world. Jordan, I have determined that the lovely ladies that come in and clean up the radio factory are, in fact, up for sainthood. And it's a simple reason of why.
The why?
They cleaned out the refrigerators.
Well, there was an email. I don't know if it was them or someone else here, but they sent an email. They cleaned out both refrigerators. The one back there was funky.
It smelled like a bottle of kimchi exploded.
Like, I'm pretty sure there was stuff in there that probably belonged to people that don't even work here anymore.
It was a science experiment. We here at Entercom now produce our own penicillin. It's what we're doing.
God, when you hear about the one thing, our one thing was cleaning out the refrigerators.
Oh, you know, I mean, and that's the thing. How often do you clean your fridge? Be truthful. Oh, be I honest. Don't know. You know, that's one thing, especially, you know, since there's more than one person in the house. I try to do that about once a week.
Do you keep the baking soda in there?
I do.
Okay.
I do. But I mean, pulling out the drawers, it's wiping down the very bottom of the fridge where,
yeah,
where the stuff that comes from that drips and always ends up down there, I have no idea.
Right.
But what kills me is stuff that gets shoved behind stuff, and the next thing you know, you're digging out and you're going, when did we eat this? When did I make beans?
Right.
Whoa.
Yeah.
More than one piece of Tupperware. I just quit buying Tupperware. Even like the little Ziploc thingies that are cheap,
mm-hmm,
I don't even bother. We are strictly like freezer bag. Anything can fit into a freezer bag and be stored and easily thrown away.
Right.
But you know, once a week, at least, at the most, once every 2 weeks.
That's probably smart.
That thing in the back, though, was vile.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, it looks brand new now.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Except it's got a lot. Did you see the bowl in there? It's got a water leak.
It has a water leak inside the fridge?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
You're the home improvement guy. Maybe you should look at it.
You know what? I wish. There was a time that fixing a refrigerator was a thing. It's not anymore. And that's the real shame of it. Fixing a refrigerator.
Yeah.
It's cost prohibitive. Though I did see that, you know, if you do have to get rid of a fridge, take it to the landfill, you're going to have to pay a fee. And I think that's good. What they do is they reclaim, or let's say, they say that they're reclaiming the Freon. Whether they'd actually do it or not, I can't say for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What is the lifespan of these new refrigerators now?
Not that good.
So, basically, you're whizzing away, like $600.
If you keep the coils clean underneath, which I desperately need to do when I get home, I know I need to do that, okay? That's a given. You know, you can get 10 years or maybe a little bit longer out of them. But that being said, my buddy Mike has a refrigerator from the 1960s.
Yeah.
You know, one of those rounded top, big stainless steel handle that you grab hold of it and you can hear it go ka-chunk when you open it.
It probably weighs 900 pounds.
At least. It doesn't have a real refrigerator. It has this little ice thing up in the top.
The ice box.
Yeah, the ice. Well, an ice box was actually a box that people put ice in. But yes, you're right. That's what they would call an ice box. And this thing's got to be from like the early 60s. And it's sitting in a paint shop. And guess what it does? Keep stuff cold to this day.
Yeah.
I've killed 3 refrigerators in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I think companies like LG and, I don't know, what are some of the other big brands that I'm thinking of?
Bosch is, I'm looking at a
Bosch. These big stainless steel ones where you have to buy the water filters with it. And then, you know, some of these LG refrigerators have like computers built into them and everything.
Why? Yeah. Why do I need a computer in my fridge? Okay, you know what? You know what I need a fridge to do? Keep stuff cold. Yeah. Okay, and maybe, just maybe, be able to hold a magnet or two so I know where the takeout menu is.
When is my recycle day?
That's exactly, and I circled it. I circled all the recycling days. But that's the kid. There is fridges now that will talk to your smartphone and tell you what you're out of. Or we'll order it for you.
Now, see, I would be more impressed if it had like sensors in it, not just telling you what you're out of, but it's like, hey, remember that Chinese food you put in here like 3 weeks ago?
I'm sure it does it.
It's bad.
You don't think it does that?
You shouldn't eat that. I would be more impressed if it did that. It said, hey, remember that ham you bought like 6 months ago? Don't
eat that ham.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, you know, found out the hard way, cold cuts don't last that long.
You should open your meat drawer. Your cheese is green.
Yeah, well, yeah, there is that. I mean, but one of the things I've learned, and you're going to learn that, because you didn't grow up in near the size family I did. Okay? You've got what, a brother?
I have two brothers.
Two brothers, okay. That's cute.
Yes. Okay. I'm the middle child.
That's believable.
Yes.
Attitude that you've got. But I grew up, you know, seven brothers and sisters. There's 10 people in the house. Do you know how long it took me to stop cooking like there was 10 people coming for dinner? To this day, I have to throttle everything back. So now we've got to the point, I believe, where we shop for the day and maybe the next day. And I've always been one of those guys like, you know, I can make up this big thing or we eat off of it for a couple of days. I'm not like that anymore. If I make soup, I'm not going to eat that soup for 3 days. Maybe eat it once. Maybe twice. That's it. It's just not my thing anymore. 345-1140. Gordon in Midlothian.
Hi there, Richard. Got a question about foundation crack on just a crawl space foundation. Noticed it. It's been there for quite a while, but it doesn't look to be growing. It's just a little bit of a concern. It goes about, I don't know, 3 feet up, maybe at the maximum. It's maybe an eighth of an inch wide.
Does it follow the brick line, the mortar lines?
Yes and no. Most of it kind of makes a stair step, but it does actually go through one of the bricks, and I've checked underneath, and it's also a similar crack in the block foundation.
That is interesting. I mean, are the doors and windows hard to open?
Nope.
Squeaking floors?
Nope. Just strictly visible on the foundation. And I knew since you were real familiar with and doing home inspections, I don't know if that's something that's going to send off, signals if somebody comes in to do an inspection if we, sell the house.
You know, that comes down to the inspector, these guys that, look, there's only a couple home inspectors that you get any respect from me whatsoever. I had one, there was a stair step crack. He demanded that we have an engineer come out and look at it. The engineer came out, looked at it, and said, yeah, what? Because it was a stair step crack. Oh, there's a crack in the foundation. Oh, my goodness. Like, shut up. Look, if it moves, if it gets any bigger, I would worry about it. But you said it's been there for how long?
I've noticed it for about 4 or 5 years.
And how old's the house?
Built in the early 80s.
You're fine.
Okay.
All right.
That's what I want to think. Just wanted to get the professional opinion. I appreciate it.
If you have any more concerns about it, call Stable Foundations and have them take a look at it.
Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Gordon. 345-1140. Look, crack in the foundation, if it follows the mortar lines, I'm just not concerned about it. Houses settle. Your house is going to settle. My house is going to settle. There's going to be temperature changes. There's going to be atmospheric changes. Who knows what's going on? But things wiggle. Things move. That's probably a good thing. But until I start seeing stuff that goes right through the bricks at a massive rate, then we got foundation problems. Till then, everything's fine. My name is Richard McCann. Wayne, I see you. I'll get to you right after this on the Home Show News Radio, WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio, WRVA, 345-1140 is the phone number. Wayne in Verina.
How you doing, Richard? Long-time listener, sometime contributor.
All right, what's going on there, big man?
I had a hot water pipe pop a pinhole leak sometime, and the wood's wet, insulation soaked. So how long should I leave the vents up underneath the house let everything dry out when I try to replace the little piece of pipe before I have to get a plumber in there to give me a quote since your dad don't want to come out?
I don't know about what my dad's doing. My thing is, if I were you, I'd be calling my homeowner's insurance.
Well, my wife can't do without hot water, so I'm going to try to fix the leak. I'm going to give them a call later.
All right. Try to dry it out as best you can. Get a fan up underneath there and get it to blow. You got copper pipe, right?
Yep. What's left of them.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're living in Verina, man. If you're popping one pinhole, it is only a matter of time before you stop popping more.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Okay, so, if I were you, I'm going to recommend my boys over at Bremax, see if they can come out and give you a price of rewater pipe in that house.
How much on average would it cost? Just guesstimate off the top of your head for a two-story house.
Ooh.
Most of the plumbing is, in the kitchen, bathroom's right beside, and the upstairs is above the kitchen.
You know, I can't give you a quote on that because you are going to have to open up a wall. You're going
to. I kind of figured that.
But, you know, the thing is, Verina, and I grew up there, has the nastiest water ever. And how Diamond Springs is right there and is delicious is beyond me. But you got a low.
Oh, I got springs on my yard. You can drink the water coming out of the ground.
Yeah. But, you know, those the well water.
It eats copper.
It eats it up. So, yeah, give BREMAC a call. Get them out there.
Appreciate it, Richard. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Bye. 3, 4, 5. What can I say? I know the area. I've gone underneath houses in Verina where you could just crush the pipe with your hands. Hulk smash. Done. Joel in Hanover.
Good morning. A little bit of history to start with. Maybe 6-8 weeks ago, we had a deep well pump replaced. Increased, I think it's a 3/4 horsepower pump because out where we're at, the water is rather, what should I say, gummy. And about 2 weeks ago, my wife noticed a puddle, we'll say, in the backyard, which is downhill from the rest of the house. I dug around a little bit thinking it could be a spring popping up and so on, or see if it was part of the leach field. It's not part of the leach field, but the water came out a little bit oily, we'll say, had a scum on the top of it. And when I got down about the depth of a shovel plus a little bit, was that 12, 14 inches, I saw where it was seeping out through the seam in the ground, and then I quit. Then had yesterday the soil and water people came out from the conservation service thinking I was suspect of a spring. And the fella said it's probably coming from a leak in our water system because he looked at the air tank under the house, and he said that needle was moving a little bit constantly. How would I find the leak? This is what my problem is.
You start digging. You start digging in the area that you're in. I mean, when you said oily, okay, so the well is in the front. This is in the back of your house, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and your well is in the back of your house?
No, it's in the front.
It's not
maybe 200 feet away, uphill too.
No. Then it's not your water system. I mean, not to say you don't have a leak, but when I see that oily water, that usually is coming from the leach fields.
Well, there's no smell.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, it
doesn't matter. They're not always going to stink. I mean, all the stuff that really stinks is still in the septic tank.
Okay.
When's the last time you had your septic tank pumped?
About a year ago, year and a half, maybe something like that.
All right.
2 years maximum.
Okay. So, but you see, that's the thing. If the well is in the front yard, then it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming through the front, and that means your leach fields are in the back. When I see that scummy, oily stuff, usually that means it is something that's coming out of the ground. And remember, a leach field works that 60% of it evaporates, 40% goes down. How old's the house?
Okay. 1990, 30 years.
It's not that old. It really isn't.
No.
Not if you kept up with it. I mean, we've had a couple of really bad rainstorms, but nothing earth-shaking.
Right.
And how much water? I mean, is it a steady flow of water?
No. If you imagine, we'll say I dug a hole the size of a 2-gallon bucket and then put a drain coming out, you know, just a French type of drain coming down it. So it's a 2-gallon bucket hole that,
Here's another question then. Do you have do any of your downspouts pipe away from the house? Is there any kind of underground drainage for those?
No, it's all surface drainage.
That sounds to me like you've got a leak in your drain field.
Is it legal to put dye in something and see if it comes out?
I have no idea how you'd be able to put dye in that and find out later. I mean, because everything dumps into like a 5,000-gallon tank.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's. I mean, did they test the water to see if it was?
I'm sorry. Pardon me. I didn't mean to butt in. The only thing he did, he said, from the aroma or lack of aroma, he said he doesn't think it's coming from the leach field.
It's either coming from the leach field or you got a spring. That's the only options.
Yeah, right. Okay. So it wouldn't be the underground, it wouldn't be the water softening and all of that system coming out.
Not that far away from the house.
Yeah, because it's a distance, right?
Yep.
Okay. But with the new, which is about a year old, I hope I'm using the right term, the air tank that's on the water system with that needle not going back to zero.
That you've got a leak. That's a different thing entirely, but that's not the problem you're dealing with in the backyard. All right, so call your well guy, show him what's going on there because you just put in the pump, and call somebody, call a plumber that knows. Where are you?
In Western Hanover, we have a guy that works the well and also the plumbing, yes.
Okay, get him out there and get him to work.
Could that air tank have gone bad? It's about 18
Joel,
months old.
Joel?
Yes, sir.
You have a leak.
Yes.
You have a leak.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm asking, though, could that air tank have gone bad in this short of time? I realize it's mechanical.
Joel, I've got 10 seconds. I'm going to say it one more time. Even if it did go bad, it wouldn't be going down to zero. You have a leak. You need to get your guy out there.
All right.
Thank you. Bye. This is The Home Show. I join you every Saturday, 6 to 8 and 10 till noon, talking to you just like Charles in Chesterfield.
Richard, good to hear you all the time. We appreciate you.
Oh, thanks.
We go back a long way. You helped me out with the retirees program for Allied Signal many, many years ago.
Oh, Lord, that's over a decade.
Yes, it is.
Over a decade.
You helped my wife with the Chesterfield County program for improving neighborhoods about 3-4 years ago with a forum.
Wow.
We think a lot of you and your dad helped us in our house with some plumbing.
Okay, I remember that forum. Yeah, Kirk Akey was there.
Yes.
That was a good time.
Absolutely. I set the stage because I thought I was going to help you not be so hard on me, because the lady who called in about the water heater was a really good response.
Okay.
I have a little take on that, in that about 15 years ago, I signed up for a Dominion program where you pay $5, $6 a month for water problems, heater problems.
Mm-hmm.
And the water heater then was about 10 years old. So I thought that was a good investment. Well, I've got about those earlier 10 years plus 15 years, and it's still going. You probably will say, no brainer, you take the loss, it didn't cause you any problem, it's working fine, but take it out tomorrow.
Yeah, so why'd you call, if you already know the answer?
Well,
you just want to walk down memory lane? What?
There's two parties in the household, and the other party, along with me, really value your opinion.
The thing is, like I said to the other lady, okay, that thing is so old that it doesn't even have proper insulation. The insulation that's inside of that thing is the same stuff that's in your attic, where newer water heaters, and I'm talking in the last easily 15 years, they would wrap the whole tank in a big plastic bag, and then they fill it with spray foam. So it basically turns it into a giant thermos.
Yes.
Okay? So versus what you've got that's just leaching heat at all times, that could leak at any moment.
Yes.
Okay? And doesn't heat up as fast as the new ones. I mean, when I put in a water heater, that thing's hot within, I'd say, 40 minutes. I mean, I can take a shower hot within easily 40 minutes. So the thing is, it's just costing you money. And you're already spending money to get a new one.
Yeah,
because you're spending $60 a year for 5 years.
Yep. Yes.
All right. So you're about Within $200 of buying a water heater. And that's just buying the unit.
You're very kind to put it in those good terms. It's going out.
All right.
Thank you so much.
No problem, Charles. Thank you.
We really appreciate your show.
All right. All right.
Thank you.
Just don't do that again. Thank you. Bye.
I won't. Okay. Bye.
Good Lord. Oh, I understand. I do. It's not broke. Don't fix it. Makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. Why would you buy a new bedroom suit? Bedroom suit works. My wife wants a new bedroom. It works. But she's right. It works, but it doesn't work for us. It's too big, it's too clunky, and there's not enough storage space. There's ways to get around that. Me? Ain't broke, don't fix it. She's right. Why should I gut the kitchen? It works. Kind of. It's not as good as it should. I could gut it and there would be much more efficient. It would stay cleaner. The food would taste better. It would be a better feel. You know, I mean, houses have to have a certain feel. When things are trashed and dirty or just smell bad, that can affect everything. It can affect the whole mood of the house and you. But in this case, it's costing them money. That's it. I hope to, in the next couple of years, I put in my boiler. It's a fine boiler. It's 80% efficient. I'd love to rip that out and put something in that's 98% efficient. That'd save a fortune. But I understand. Ain't broke, don't fix it. So, Jordan, I thought you would find this this interesting.
Yes.
Okay. And this is not in Florida.
Okay.
And it never occurred to me to have sex in a bathroom.
Now, some people are weird like that. I've never.
No. There's nothing sexy about that.
No.
But apparently, Welsh people, they've got a thing. A Welsh town will install anti-sex toilets that spray users with water. Porthcawl, Wales. Yes, this is a thing. A town in Wales is building new public toilets designed to humiliate people who try to have sex in them. I got an idea. Don't build a... let's not do a public bathroom. You may be wondering how, and the answer seems to be through shame and humiliation. Okay, people. They're having sex in a public bathroom. Shame and humiliation doesn't seem to be a real big problem for these people. When new toilets in Porthcawl, Wales detect inappropriate behavior, they will sound an alarm, spray cold water, and automatically open the doors. Okay, how big a problem is it that you have to have that much automation? Seriously. How many people are getting freaky deaky in a public bathroom? According to local reports, the public bathrooms have weight sensors that can determine if more than one person has entered. Really? Additional sensors designed to pick up activity described as violent. Some residents aren't convinced. They wonder what would happen to overweight people or parents who take their children into the bathroom. The toilets also automatically turn off the lights and heat when people stay inside too long. This is apparently to keep homeless people from sleeping in them. Real quick, how bright is it? Turn off the heat in a bathroom. Frozen pipes, anybody? Have you heard of this? And again, who's getting freaky deaky in the bathroom? And how often is it happening that they have to go this far to try to prevent it and telling me humiliation? Oh, they're going to be humiliated and shamed. They're having sex in a public bathroom. I don't think shame is a big problem here. Jim in Powhatan.
Hey, good morning, Richard. I've got an older house that had a tankless water heater installed several years ago. And my issue is, because of some renovations that have occurred to the house, the kitchen sink is at the very end of the hot water line. So if I want to use hot water tomorrow, I need to turn it on today.
Jim, are you exaggerating just a little bit?
It only maybe 5 minutes.
Really? That is a long time. Don't get me wrong.
That's a very long time, and the water snakes all the way through the house before it gets down to the kitchen sink. So I was wondering if it's possible to turn that into a recirculating loop and still use it with my Rinnai. I've had one contractor tell me that it's possible, but I would have to put in a new Rinnai tankless water heater to do it.
No, that's not true. What you need to do is they make a circulator, and it, underneath your kitchen sink is the exact space it would go. And it has a timer on it because you use hot water around the same time every day.
Yes.
And it also has a sensor in it. And what it does is during those times of day, it turns on, it starts drawing hot water from the hot water line and pushing it back into the cold water line.
Okay.
Which pushes it back to the tankless water heater. And so once it's cycled and the thermostat recognizes, okay, we are at 120 degrees, it turns it off. Now, the only downside to that is if you're in the bathroom someplace and you turn on cold water, you might get a little burst of warm water before it gets cold again.
Okay.
But other than that, it's not a big deal.
Well, a whole lot better than waiting for the water. And, you know, to do laundry, you've got to let it run for 5 minutes before you start the washer.
And I understand, you know, but don't do this because you think you're wasting water. All right. The water cost versus putting in the circulator is two different things. But for convenience, yeah, they're rock and roll. And
that's what I'm doing it for is the convenience factor.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, call Bremac. Tell them you want to put a hot water circulator in.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you for calling from Powhatan. Fortunately, I mean, my house is small. We don't have to worry about that. I get hot water within, I don't know, 35 seconds, 40 seconds. I get people call up like, I had to wait a minute and a half. I'm like, yeah? How lousy were your parents that didn't teach you patience? Come on. Minute and a half. Ooh, scary. But yes, nice circulator. You can do that. It works just fine. My name is Richard McCann. The phone number is 345-1140. That's how you get through to the Home Show on News Radio WRVA. Richard McCann, News Radio WRVA. All right, Mr. Jordan, you said a nice lady called in, and you are going to be her surrogate.
Yes, Miss Ann in Richmond called. She has a Whirlpool refrigerator, and she said that the ice maker, it makes the ice, but the wheel that distributes the ice from the door doesn't turn. And she says that water is getting down into the inner parts there that prevent the wheel from turning mm-hmm. so that the ice can come out through the door. So she was wondering if she needed to call someone to look at it or whether she needed to just go ahead and get a new ice maker.
Before I would get a new ice maker, and what was her name? Miss
Ann.
Miss Ann. I'll take care of this. You can take that. Miss Ann, I've seen this happen before. A couple of things that you need to do. One, you need to make sure that underneath the fridge is clean. The condenser is clean because you're not dissipating heat. It's just one thing. It doesn't mean that's really a problem, but it needs to be done. Before I do anything, I would probably defrost the refrigerator. Now, they're supposed to be frost-free. The word frost-free has been around forever. But I have seen where because it was dirty underneath, ice would build up, water would drip, and you end up with a big old mess. I had one for a friend. I spent like 2 hours or so, you know, pouring hot water down through it, trying to melt it out. But, you know, pull everything out, defrost it if you can. If not, yeah, probably have a plumber come out, and that should help. But I don't think you need a new ice maker, at least not yet. So, good luck, Miss Ann. 345-1140. Bill and Aylett.
Yeah, I have a question about a toilet bowl that doesn't seem to hold the water in it.
And the bowl or in the tank?
In the bowl. Okay. It's at my daughter's house, and when you flush, everything flushes fine. The bowl fills up, but when you come back, you know, a little while later, the water's drained down.
All the way down?
Pretty much just to the very, very bottom of it, maybe. You know, just the little centerpiece before it goes out.
All right. Is the water level proper in the tank?
It appears to be, yeah.
I mean, there's a line that says this is level. Have you looked at it and make sure when it's done running, it is level?
I haven't really verified it's up to the line, and I just know that there is water in the tank, pretty full.
All right,
I can check that.
It could be that, or what's happening is the flapper is leaking water, and that's causing it to raise up to the point that it flushes itself. You know, just seeps past the trap. I'd also be concerned if there's any kind of problem with the venting, if something is sucking that thing dry. That's also a possibility. If it was me, I think I'd have a plumber come out and take a look.
Okay, yeah, I do know that it's at my daughter's house, and a year or so ago she had a tree fall on it, and they had to redo the toilet and everything, so I don't know if it could have damaged the vent, so that might be something to check.
It absolutely is.
Okay, well, I appreciate your help.
All right, Bill, have a nice day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Right,
bye. And last call of the day, Chris in Prince George.
Hey, Richard, how are you this morning? I appreciate you taking the call. I've got a duplex unit, and it has one single meter for both sides of the duplex for water. And I'm wanting to find out if you have any suggestions for a second meter that I could install and maybe monitor remotely, or maybe even have somebody read it. What solutions are out there on the market? I know your specialist plumbing.
And now you're going to have to make sure that you got to figure out a way to separate unit A from unit B, because right now you got one line that's feeding both. So somewhere in the plumbing process, you're going to have to separate them out. Do they have separate water heaters?
No, I'm going to have to install that as well. I was thinking about going with the tankless because the second unit is just a one bedroom.
Well, I mean, you can have the county come out and put in a separate meter and divide them completely. That's one way to do it. I've also seen there are some new digital meters that you can put in, and it will read water consumption. It'll tell you if there's a leak. You can turn off the water remotely, and you can do all of that through your cell phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. So,
are you talking about the ones that hook up with the wireless home security systems as well? That
yes,
kind of stuff.
Something like that. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, that's cool. That's a good solution. I thought of it. I appreciate it. Thank you for the show.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Woo! That's the way it's supposed to be all the time, isn't it, Jordan?
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Man of great words there.
Very yep. few.
Very few. And you're in radio.
I am.
You're doomed. Rule number one in radio, don't use one word when three words will do. I know that sounds counterintuitive. Real quick, touch on something. I know people on the news, which I'm making that sound. The news has been making all kinds. Not you, Dennis, looking at me all shocked. Like, you mean me? Well, you're reporting it. I keep hearing all these things about vaping, and vaping's causing this, and vaping. Okay, first of all, listen closely, because all of them say the same thing. Might have. We're not sure. Those are the things that they've said in when they're saying vaping may have contributed to this person having a problem. One of the reasons I do what I do, and I'm a vapor, I do. I don't smoke. But I will say this. If you're buying garbage and putting it in your body, bad things are going to happen. None of the vape shops I go to, and especially RVA vapes, sell to anybody under 21. Now, when you're going to say, well, kids, are, you know, the kids aren't supposed to be vaping, think hard about what you weren't supposed to do when you were their age, because you're not perfect, and you weren't perfect back then. So these kids cannot get a hold, they're going to do what they're going to do. No matter what you say, you're not going to be happy about it. You're right. They shouldn't be vaping. But when they're going online and they're buying their vape stuff from God knows where, made by God knows who, It's not made by a reputable company. It's not a reputable device. It's not a reputable juice. Yeah. People are going to get sick. People are going to get hurt. You know? What do you want about, you know, you don't want kids to smoke, so what are they going to do? Buy a cigarette off the street? Who knows what's in it? I know that's a weird roundabout way of saying it. I'm sorry. But if people are going to have problems if they don't buy good materials. And that's why I go to a vape shop. I don't buy from a gas station. I don't get my CBD oil from a gas station. I go someplace I respect. I don't buy my vape stuff from the drugstore. I go to a vape shop. That's all I'm saying. So if anybody calls me up and says, you're a real hypocrite, don't you think it's hurting people? I don't have proof of that. And it hasn't been hurting me. I feel great. There you go. My name is Richard McCann, M-C-K-A-N-N. I want you to follow me on Facebook and on Twitter. That way you know what we're going to be talking about. And you know the next time I'm going to be doing some stand-up comedy, which is going to be coming up very soon. I've got the bug. I can't help it. I got the bug. I like it. It's fun. And I'm going to do it as often as I can. Remember, go to WRVA.com, download podcasts of the show and the radio.com app. All right, Jordan, let's go home. I'd like to thank Jordan for getting up early and pushing all the right buttons, just not at the right time. I'd like to thank Dennis for keeping his finger right on the pulse of the news. I will see you here next Saturday, 6 to 8, 10 till noon on News Radio 1140 WRVA's home show.
Paya! I feel wonderful! Paya!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.